This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're good. We're good. I thought we were going to talk all about cuts and practice squad and everything like that, and I guess we kind of are. What are your thoughts about the Cowboys picking up Dalvin Cook? And I guess the word is he'll start on the practice squad.
That's what I was told, if indeed that gets done and signed, and they can't do that until afternoon. So, you're kicking tires, didn't do much last year, obviously, but prior to that had, several thousand yard seasons, at running back. So, some experience. He's 29. And I think you'll get a chance to, or they'll get a chance to see for, however long, he stays on the practice squad. Now, they got a new rule, by the way, in the practice squad for veteran guys. You don't get, a big contract like they were getting. Like, they would get, more than the veteran minimum for the weekly pay, the proration. But now the veterans just get 21,000. I say just 21,000.
Sure.
Multiply that by 18, right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good chunk of change if it's for the entire season. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what he's got and how soon he could get ready, because let's remember, he hadn't been to training camp. And the way I see it right now, starting tomorrow, the Cowboys would have two padded practice before the season opener. So he's probably not ready, but they're just going to check it out and see, how he feels and what he's got when they start practicing.
Do you expect that, this to be the final thing they look at running back this year?
Well, I mean, you never know, right? I mean, what if you get an injury or so?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably sign a couple guys to the practice squad, right? I mean, I don't know what opportunities Malik Davis might have or Royce Freeman, but I think they would be two possibilities to put on the practice squad. But like I said, they can't start signing those guys till noon. And normally they don't, it'll get out because the player or the player agent will tweet it out. But the Cowboys usually wait until they get all their guys signed before they start saying who they signed.
Gotcha.
But you want to get, and that's another reason why the practices are the practice tonight, not only for fan purposes, but you want to get all the practice squad guys signed so you can have a full practice today and for sure tomorrow when they put the pads on. But yeah, I think that, I think you're trying to take advantage of an opportunity, and we'll see how it works out.
Because I was kind of caught off guard, maybe not too much, but by moving on from Carl Lawson so quickly.
Well, there's another a possible practice squad. He wasn't ready to play. So there was no sense putting him on the 53 and take up a spot and then have him inactive on game day, right?
Gotcha.
So you put him on the practice squad and you can keep another young guy for a week or two and see how things go. Because remember, the guys in the practice squad do have three elevations per year. So that's another position I think they're going to keep their eye on the waiver wire probably right now, is defensive end, to have a little bit more experience there. Because if you look at it, I mean, I know Golston's there, Tyrus Wheat's there as backups, but those guys, you know, Golston has least played. Wheat hasn't played all that much. Nealon's a rookie. So once you get past DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons, it's not a lot of experience at defensive end after losing Sam Williams. So I think that's one of several positions they're going to keep an eye on.
One of the people that I thought had really shown out in training camp, and I was very confident he was going to make the roster, did not make the 53 yesterday, was Julius Wood. Were you surprised at all by that cut? Because I admit I was.
Well, who are you going to keep instead? At safety.
Yeah, I wonder if they would go five at safety then.
Well, I thought, didn't they do five?
Do you count McQuamu as a safety?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you would have kept him instead of probably McQuamu.
I believe I would have.
Okay.
Wow. You've always hated McQuamu.
I don't mean for that to be hateful.
But he's sort of just a safety, right?
Yeah.
See, McQuamu goes in and he's kind of the backup guy in the slot on the nickel. And then Marquise Bell and Wanye Thomas, I think those two guys excelled in training camp. Now, Wanye's got a little bit of a groin going. I don't know if he'll be ready for the opener, but I think they really liked what those two guys did last year. So it came, you know, you weren't wrong on his talent. It just came down to numbers and experience, I think.
Did CD give you a hug yesterday when he saw you?
He had so many people around him. Yeah. I don't even know who was there. But, it was good to have him out there. You know, how many hours did you guys spend talking about it?
We broke the news on Monday.
All right.
Yeah, we were the show that was on.
No, I meant for the previous four weeks.
Oh, prior to that?
Because he wasn't there, right?
A decent amount of time.
Maybe about six whole
decent
segments.
Decent amount of time
over the summer.
It was going to get done, right? It just needed to both sides kind of meeting in the middle.
Yeah.
And by the way, to point out, the last year of that extension, so it's basically the signing bonus spread over 5 years, right? Because they had to throw the 17.99 he was guaranteed this year into the package. So that got eaten up in the, 136 million? Is that what it was?
Yep.
So they are able to spread the signing bonus over 5 years. But the last year on the extension, 2028, is a $31 million base. And it's not guaranteed. So to me, when you start looking at it, it really averages out to...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
$30.8 million a year. Not 30, you know, And that's what all those contracts do. That last year that you can get out of is not guaranteed.
Yeah.
And so it bloats the total package, and it looks like 34, but it really isn't. It's closer to, because the guarantee is all that counts, right?
Sure.
And that's what, you know, when you're negotiating, that's basically what you're arguing about. You know, how much guarantee do I get? So he's got guarantees for the first two base salaries. The signing bonus is guaranteed. Part of 2026 is guaranteed. $7 million of whatever the base is in 27 is guaranteed. And then 28 is not guaranteed.
And it looks like they've dropped his cap hit by about $9 million for this
year. Yeah, it's going to be a base salary. I think it's 1.15, and then the proration of the $38 million is like 7, so it's around 8. It's not quite $9 million.
Yeah.
So instead of 17.99, it's closer to $9 million. So that gives you some room, and they used probably $2 million of it to sign Linville Joseph. I know it got reported as 4. It should be up to 4 million. The base is 2 million with 2 million of incentives that can be earned.
Now, I know they're the 53 man, we make a big deal out of it, but this is kind of a sort of a rough draft. And the word was Chuma Edoga will go on the IR. Any other like procedural moves that you know are going to be happening?
Well, they got a two game roster exemption for CeeDee Lamb, so he didn't count on the 53.
I like it.
Because he wasn't in training camp, so they normally do that when guys sign late. But not that he has to use it. He's going to play in the opener,
sure.
Right?
I would assume.
They also put Nathan Thomas, the tackle draft choice, on injured reserve. Bland's on as designated to return, so he doesn't count. And then the trade of Peyton Hendershot, which I think I noticed it, but I don't know that it registered with me. I remember seeing him on the sideline in practice at camp, and I said myself, gosh, he looks awfully thin. Well, somebody told me his weight dropped into the 220s.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not tight end weight, right? Because if you got a block, you know, that's like putting a safety on the line of scrimmage.
I wonder what the reasoning is.
Yeah, I don't know. And whoever was, you know, kind of letting me know, I don't think they knew either, but he dropped a lot of weight. Now, I don't know if it had to do with injuries and it, you know, limited in how much he can work, you know, weightlifting and stuff in the off season. But that's one of the reasons why I think some people were surprised that they thought he was expendable.
Well, now he gets to be Travis Kelce.
Understudy.
Yeah, understudy.
There you go.
And everything will work out for him.
That's a fine place to be. Absolutely. Thank you very much for the insight, Mick. We will catch up with you again tomorrow, as I'm sure things will continue to move on.
Well,
this roster.
The bell should go off at noon. You can start signing practice squad, guys.
Let's go.
We'll get that team's all set up for Mickey like you wanted yesterday.
There you go. Thank you very much, Mick.
See you guys.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. Now, Mickey was talking about the contract, and there's some really intriguing stuff now that I got a better look of kind of how it's broken up and everything like that. So the cap hit, I know it was $17.99. Let's just say $18 million for the purposes of all of this.
All right.
So we're imprecise already.
Is that $1,000 that we're missing? How much is that?
That is $10,000.
Okay. All right.
So when you go from $17.99 to 18, that's $10,000.
Right. You know, I'll write 10K down just for this purpose.
We'll just have that in a separate fund. Yeah. So now his cap hit is going to go down to $8.75 million. So, you know, you're talking about the you're talking about a savings of about $9.24 million, but that's a big chunk of money. I just want to prepare everyone for how it's going to go after this, because Mickey was talking about the 2028 year, and he's absolutely right about that. The only hit you take on that is the signing bonus. I believe after this season, you will see the introduction of those magical void years, because next year, CeeDee Lamb's cap hit is $35.5 million, as opposed to 8.75 this year. Then it's 33, then 36, then 39. So it's going to go up. I think you're going to see some void years worked in there so they can flatten the money out a little bit more after this season.
Yeah, but Kevin, let's look at it from CD's perspective here now.
He got paid
$26.85, and then he's giving them back almost $2 million the next year, and that he's only making $25 million instead of $26.85. And so, and he gets a $1 million per game roster bonus up to. So, like, this, look, man, he's giving money back, basically. So,
okay.
It's all going to work itself out.
That is another thing.
The cap is seemingly important because,
yeah,
the restrictions the Cowboys put on themselves.
And I know you've got
because, Kevin, I think Mike would agree with me on this. He wouldn't know what to do with himself if he didn't have a cap. He would just overspend all the time. Mm-hmm. And so he needed something to reel him in because he's one of those people that you're at the front and you see a candy bar. What's that called? Whenever you're just
impulse
like, he's an impulse buyer, Kevin. That's why we got Trey Lance. It's an impulse buy.
So whenever
he just can't resist himself.
Whenever he says he would write the biggest check in the world,
he means it.
You can look back and be like, hey, you were winning without the salary cap. So it kind of feels like.
Yeah, but he was like, I had to. Okay. Otherwise, I wouldn't have any money.
And I know you've got a quote about this. We'll get into it more at noon. But this is the kind of thing when I say cap hit this year for CeeDee Lamb, $8.75 million. And we're like, oh, we're still up against it. Next year, it's $35 million. So whenever they talk about like, hey, you know, Dak's going to have to do more with less, that's a lot less. That feels like a lot of expectation.
But he's going to have CeeDee Lamb.
That is true. That
as long as he's healthy.
True. What? We're the KNC Master.
What's the percentage?
No, don't do this. He'll be healthy.
That Dak signs before the Cleveland game.
I think it's
10 to 12%.
I think zero.
Oh, zero. I was still going to say like 10%.
I'll give it 1% then.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.